But if he like started performing real ass miracles, that's when he'd get killed.
God, colon, real ass miracles. The movie.
I was going to say that should be his first like album.
Yeah.
God drops his first rap album. Real ass miracles. Bitch. So recently we ascended the tallest structure in Canada?
Yep.
And
North America, I think.
Whoa.
Still?
Whoa. Maybe.
I don't know. The CN Tower is what we're talking about.
Yeah, we live by it.
Yeah.
It's not far. We've lived here how many years and not gone inside it?
Seven.
Yeah. But what did we find when we were up there?
Glass floor.
And?
Time
capsule.
Oh, yeah.
The weirdest time capsule because it's not buried.
Yeah, I didn't like the time capsule because you should bury a time capsule in such a way that it'll be found randomly later. Otherwise, what's the point? Like, you know what's in it, and it's just sitting there behind glass.
Yeah.
Like, why is it a time capsule? How is it a time capsule?
Yeah, they also put a list up of what's in it, so...
And videos of people putting the stuff in it.
Yeah, it's just a round cement cupboard.
Yeah. Like, you could have put the stuff behind glass, and we could have looked at the stuff.
Yeah.
But instead, you encased it in cement and put that behind glass
in the middle of a room.
But also, we already know what's in it.
Yeah,
maybe there's secret stuff in it that they didn't mention.
Well, I freaking hope so, or else that's going to be pretty disappointing.
Like a horcrux or some sort of like magical,
yeah,
what's it, amulet, that's, yeah, the word I was looking for.
Nice amulet. I always picture amulets being orange.
Why?
I don't know. It's random.
You know, so, they're not Dragon Balls, right? They're amulets. It's a different thing.
Anyways, I think we can both agree that there's a proper way and an improper way to execute a time capsule.
Mm-hmm.
And we learned that by discovering this time capsule.
Yep.
But what would you put in your time capsule?
Good question. I will put recordings of this show in there. Only the ones that make me look good.
They kind of already are a time capsule unto themselves.
Yeah, but they're like digital files. I want like a physical.
True. We should get an episode made on like a clay,
yeah,
spindle,
yeah,
that'll never like decay.
Are you describing a record?
No, it's different.
Yes, we should. That'll go in there. I don't know what else. I feel like everything I do in life is like disposable for the most part.
Yeah, nobody cares about anything that I could put in a time capsule.
That's why I want to make things. That's why I want to make physical things more.
Okay. Like art?
Yeah, anything. Anything that has a physical form.
What about food?
No.
That is a physical form.
Yeah, but you eat it and then it's gone.
Ha! Loophole.
No, I want to craft objects. I want to like leave something, you know?
What if you just like preserved your shits?
That'd be very helpful for like scientists.
Yeah, medical diagnosis reasons.
Yeah.
This was an idea my friend Ryan had in high school where he was like, man, like it started because like he took so many like monumental shits,
uh-huh,
that he wanted to like catalog or like have some sort of.
Do you remember Rate My Poo? Was he a fan of that website?
No. What was that?
It's just pictures of poo.
What do you think it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, that would have been perfect for him because his idea was like you have your toilet is connected to like a mausoleum type network of pipes and storage vessels.
Right.
So like every time you shit, it's like it takes it into one of these things, like a head in a jar type looking thing.
Yeah.
And like just automatically like archives it.
Right. And
in like a floating,
yeah,
little like bit of water.
And this is used for medical diagnosis? Or?
No, just to, it's just, it like displays them all in a wall.
Uh-huh.
And then you can like go underground, like going into like the wine cellar or the catacombs. And then like look at like years of.
Wouldn't it all look the same unless you were sick?
Well, that's the interesting part, is you could see the trends.
Yeah. But he doesn't want scientists involved.
It wasn't, I mean, his original vision was not scientific in motivation, but
yeah,
clearly the implications, scientific implications would be fantastic.
Anyways, what would be in your time capsule?
Just one really good shit.
You're still,
I don't have room for the whole like archive, just one. No, I do like a commercial. I'd find like an infomercial, like a really cringy infomercial.
Billy Mays for OxiClean.
I said cringy, not amazing. yeah, just have like a shitty VHS recording
of an infomercial.
Okay,
what's your motivation here?
Just so like whoever was reviewing it, whoever found it, would have hopefully so many questions.
You just want to confuse the finder.
Yeah,
yeah.
I want them to be like, oh, there's something deeper. There's a deeper meaning to this commercial.
Yeah, yeah. There's got to be better ways to confuse the finder, though. Like funnier. There's got to be something funnier to leave in your time capsule.
If I had more time, I'd do like an intricate scavenger hunt / Da Vinci Code riddle that all just amounted to finding my one shit. This episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by that spicy sauce they put on your shawarma. Clears your noses out. Here's the question. What's the best way to start the day?
Yeah. Oh man, I've been feeling this a lot lately because my days have been the first hour in bed on my phone.
Is there any other way to start the day?
I feel like
than in your bed.
I feel like an hour in bed on your phone is a bad way to start the day.
Yeah, that's what everybody's saying recently.
Yeah,
you gotta. Like you got to keep that phone in a different room.
Yeah.
You got to wake up.
Yeah.
Do your stuff, then check your email or whatever, Twitter.
You don't keep your phone in a different room, though.
Hell no. It's right beside my friggin' head all night.
It's basically strapped to your head.
Yeah.
Yeah, I listen to podcasts to try to fall asleep. I don't know if I could go phoneless in the bedroom, but I see why it could be healthy.
So that's the worst way to start the day, lying in bed reading Twitter or Reddit. What's the best way?
Best way to start the day is waking up in a nice hotel and having room service or something like that.
Okay.
I think.
You like to eat a nice meal upon waking?
Yeah. Like, I actually don't eat breakfast much, but I think the room service scenario is a different beast.
Yeah, I'm picturing more like this is occurring around noon to one.
Yeah.
Like I'm hungry for a breakfast when I've slept in sufficiently.
Yeah.
I'm getting woken up before I want to, I have no desire for food.
Yeah, exactly. And sleeping in is part of the best way to wake up. So I just sort of assumed that was in there.
Of course, yeah. It doesn't say start your morning. It says start the day.
Yeah, exactly. So the perfect day start is sleeping in as much as I want to. Like waking up naturally, no alarm, and then having a small but delicious meal delivered to me.
A delicious Chinese meal.
Yeah.
A succulent Chinese meal.
Oh, why is it Chinese? Why? Is that just your ideal day, is Chinese food in the morning?
I think it makes a great breakfast.
Yeah.
Leftover Chinese.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that's the best way to start a day, though. Like, just sort of a good meal, but a small one.
Okay. It doesn't involve like seeing your wife.
Nope. Yet.
There's no like couple shower or anything.
Wasn't nothing romantic about that, to be honest. No.
It's just, this is alone time.
It's all about me.
Ideal alone time.
Me.
Okay. I concur.
Good. Do you have anything to add to your ideal wake up?
My morning routine is a mess. So there's so many things that I've wanted to try to like revolutionize how to start the day.
What is
like,
your...
Like all those like genius people say like, starting your day is like so important. Like you get off to the right foot and to the right foot. On the right
foot. What is your start with what does your day look like now? Like what's a typical morning for you?
It's like similar to what you said. Lie in bed, do some phone bullshit.
Yeah.
Go downstairs, smoke a righteous bowl. maybe drink a glass of milk.
Yeah.
Cuddle with Duncan for a while.
This doesn't sound too bad.
No, it's pretty great, but
it's not the way to start your day.
It's not a fulfilling way. It's not a productive way.
So it seems like what we're both missing is like a little bit of regulation and productivity.
Yeah, I think there should be more structure to my morning.
Yeah.
I think I would derive some satisfaction from some sort of schedule.
But do you want an alarm going off?
No, can't be alarm based.
Like that's not part of your
idea. I think being awakened by a sharp sound is like top of the list of worst ways.
Yeah,
to start a day.
Yeah. So would it be like sunlight or something for you?
I also hate the sun. I would like to be awakened by a gentle wafting of bacon underneath the room, underneath the door of a darkened room.
Okay. Yep. So to a smell.
Yeah.
Do you need a smell alarm clock? Would that be good for you?
Is that a thing?
I don't know. I don't think so. But
I think we're gonna invent it
in this fantasy world. Would that be good? Assuming the smells are good and not like shitty chemical reproductions of things.
Yeah, I'd try a smell clock. But I mean, like smells don't like a good smell's not going to wake you up. It's just going to make your dream better.
Yeah.
Really.
But it makes the waking up better. Like if you smell it after waking up, right?
Yeah, it's not so much an alarm as it is like a treat.
Yeah.
After you wake up on your own.
Yeah. Okay, so wake up on your own, but there's this awesome smell. Right?
Okay.
I think with like a little bit of sunlight involved for me.
Okay, maybe like a dim twinkling.
Yeah.
Some indication.
Certainly not blaring through the window, but yeah, an indication that it's like bright and happy outside.
Okay.
And yeah, a little bit of food. And then like, again, I think we both need more routine. So maybe like yoga or something. I don't know. I don't want to like work out, but
yoga's good. I almost got into that for a bit where I had the membership and I'd just wake up and I'd walk straight to the thing and then felt like good for the rest of the day, but also was very tempted to take a nap when I came home from yoga.
Right. Yeah. But that might just be a function of it being too early in the morning for you. Right. Yeah.
And an activity.
Yeah, no, I do. I have gone to the gym first thing in the morning once or twice, and I just end up sleeping, like coming home and sleeping till noon anyway. So
yeah,
it's not like my day doesn't get better. I just sort of have a mid sleep workout.
Yeah. But for those like 2 hours while you've gotten yourself up and are doing the yoga, you feel really good about yourself.
Yeah. Feel great about it.
Yeah.
And then it hits you.
And you just crash hard. Yeah. Are eyebrows considered facial hair?
I feel like maybe the question is whether how much head hair you have. I feel like if you're bald, then eyebrows are facial hair for some reason. But if they're if you're not, then they're just sort of part of your hair.
I'm picturing a guy like trying to like grow his eyebrows longer to like, like form into mutton chops or something.
Oh, that's gross. That exists though, right? Like really hairy people, their eyebrows sort of just like continue into their hairline almost.
I don't know. Does that happen? Like you got like the ultimate unibrow, like it's a headband.
I feel like it must happen. Yeah. You look really concerned about it though.
I'm trying to picture if I've ever seen that. It seems very wrong in my mind, but
I don't know if this question is on our list, but I saw on Reddit the other day, when bald people wash their face, do they wash their whole head?
I would. I'd feel weird stopping at some arbitrary line. just keep going, man.
Is it arbitrary though? Like
no, there'd be like a stubble line.
Yeah, yeah. And you probably know where your hairline was.
Yeah, I guess.
And is it different? Do you think it's a different skin texture if you've been shaving your head for long enough, or is it all the same? I feel like it all turns into the same skin.
I don't know. Like the skin on top, it seems really thin and tight when I see like really like closely shaved bald dudes, you know? Feels like if you just like nicked it with a scalpel, like the whole thing would just like pop off the head like a balloon coating a...
The listeners can't see this, but you have a look of disgust on your face that makes me feel like you hate bald people, like it disturbs you or something.
Well, they're lesser. Disgusting. I'm not human.
Anyways, I think that for some reason, I think that the eyebrow question is linked to baldness. Okay. In my brain, anyway. That's the same question, almost.
Okay.
Do you think that eyebrows are facial hair?
No, because then I could say I had facial hair. And that wouldn't be fair.
I mean, like, they are by the definition of facial hair, if the definition of facial hair is hair that's on your face, right? But we all know that it means your beard and mustache.
Yeah. Also, it means big boy hair. You have eyebrows from... when you're a baby, so.
That's true. That's true. They do thicken a lot, though.
Do they? Did yours, like, caterpillar out?
Oh, yeah. Mine explode. Got darker and thicker. I think that's normal, though.
Oh. I don't know. I didn't notice mine change.
You also didn't notice getting facial hair, because you never did.
Also, my balls are still, like, really
God.
High.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Really high, Andrew.
Really high and really hairless.
They look like two little...
You're describing young boys' genitals now on the podcast. That's what you're doing.
That's why we have to end this episode.